you just treat people nice.
Hello, hello, and welcome to Pish Posh with Lindsay Wilson, a podcast about prioritizing passion. Each week, we cover topics in the personal development space, including things like money, finance, business, entrepreneurship, mindset, and seriously, whatever else I'm feeling extra passionate about that week. These conversations are meant to encourage you to prioritize your passion. Welcome to the party. I'm so glad you're here. Let's get into it. Hello, hello, and welcome to another episode of Pish Posh with Lindsay Wilson, a podcast all about prioritizing passion and personal development and all kinds of fun stuff. At this time, we do not know who the president is going to be. Do you think we'll know by the time this episode is released on Friday?
Probably not.
I think we'll know by then. We're recording this on Wednesday evening. We may have an announcement tonight, tomorrow, the next day.
4 years?
January? Who knows? All right. Well, guys, I don't want to get political, so we're just going to talk about toast and roast today. I might mention a couple things. I'm not trying to put any kind of political opinion of my own out there. This is a podcast for the people.
By the people.
The people, us. There will be a couple political themes because it's election weekend. There are a lot of ways that we can all get better as a nation. Don't you think so?
I agree.
I don't think my podcast is going to change the nation, but it can change maybe one person's actions for one day, and that could be a step in the right direction. So, each week, we start with a toast and a roast from our week, a high and a low, and then I give a podcast recommendation. This one's going to be a good one. And then I talk about either a personal development topic, or sometimes we have an interview, or just whatever I'm feeling passionate about that week. And so this week, I am going to be talking about some words and phrases that I think we should use a little bit less. But before we get into that, we're going to get into toasts and roasts. Would you like to start, or would you like me to start?
Oh, you can start. I'll allow it.
If you guys are longtime listeners, Casey does that every week. You go every
week. You go. Just like ordering at the restaurant.
Oh, my God. No, I always make you order at the restaurant first. Because I wait until the very last moment, and then I order usually the same thing.
You'll look at everything on the menu, then you get just overwhelmed.
Overwhelmed.
I don't look at everything on the menu, or else I'd get overwhelmed.
That is true. Sometimes I'm like, oh, that sounds good. I think you would like that. You're like, I didn't even see that.
Didn't even look at it.
You're like, I'm not looking at that quadrant of the menu. Too many options.
I'm staying out of the second fold.
Okay, I think I'm going to start with my roast because it's a hot take and we're just going to get into it. So there are so many posts out there right now on social media, and this is not going to be what you think it's going to be. So hold on, everybody. But there's a lot of posts out there about self-care and take care of yourself and take time to rest. And yes, you should do that. You really should. Everyone needs to take a little time to rest. But at the same time, I'll say I'm an extremely type A person. I feel valuable when I'm getting things done, when I'm accomplishing something. Other people feel good when they're resting. Other people feel good when, I don't know. That's how I feel good. That's also, what do you think about this, Casey?
I mean, that's how I feel. And I've gotten a lot better at shutting it off after work time.
So you are an interesting case. I don't think so. I think you're actually just a normal person. Like, you like to go to work, and then when you get home, you're like completely shut it off. You like to rest. You're like 0 to 100 real fast. So that's you. Me, I'm like always, if I'm at zero, I don't like to be at zero for too long. Stresses me out. Like Sunday scaries, when people say, oh, I'm nervous for what's going to happen for the week. I feel like I haven't prepared. That's me literally all the time. I feel like I always have to be doing something. And, I do rest and relax. That's besides the point. The point is, I'm tired of seeing all these posts all the time on social media. We've been home 9 months. We're rested. We're anxious. We're stressed out because there's people say we can't leave our house or else we're going to die. So that's stressful. And then people say, oh, just rest. Just take care of yourself. Like, I'm tired of it. And then I saw this post and it was a Monday morning. I said, make sure you take time to rest. I'm like, bitch, I got to go back to work. This is not the time to rest. I'm tired of this. I was so annoyed. It's like, I don't need to see it constantly. Like, sure, on the, like, and I understand everyone has different schedules and stuff, but I'm like, every single day, everyone's sharing, take time to rest, take time to rest, take time to take care of yourself. Maybe you should take some time to get something actually done, because I'm tired of it. Like, I'm so tired of just seeing constant, like, are you well rested? Are you, yes, rest, take care of yourself, but like, do we need to tell everyone to rest all the time?
No.
That I don't.
They can figure it out for themselves.
I don't know. I think maybe I'm too harsh. I'm sure people aren't going to like that one. But it really is bugging me so much. And I don't know. I don't know.
People always tell me to rest and relax and stuff. And I'm like, but it's like mainly people see me at work. And
you
it's
do
like
need
I'm
to rest 100%. And relax, though. You have a heart condition. There's plenty of people who do need to take the time to rest. But it's like, it's literally everywhere all the time. It's too much. Like, I'm going to start making posts. Like, go back to work.
Go back to work.
Did you get something done today? Good for you. Okay. And then did you take your time to rest? Good. Extra good. Two gold stars. You did both. Like, oh my God. Oh, it's literally the only thing that's being shared right now. And I don't know. It's a lot for me. What's your roast?
My roast.
Is it that crazy?
Well, when I was trying to rest yesterday, you made me watch the election coverage. I did not like that.
Casey, it's your job as an American to watch the election coverage. And I think it's quite interesting. I really enjoy politics and political talk. And it's the one time in 4 years we get to actually watch it. It's like a freaking football game. Like, back and forth, back and forth. And it's actually, yesterday was a little bit more like soccer because there was no winner yet.
Yeah.
You know.
Now we're in OT.
People are not going to like that either because they're saying, I don't know. It's just, I think it's an exciting thing, an important thing to watch and pay attention to. But I understand that a lot of people don't want to watch it either, especially since we all kind of knew we weren't going to get an answer last night.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like it's a important thing to pay attention to.
And we voted.
Yeah.
This was your first election voting.
My first vote. I slept through the other election. Last one.
Yep.
I
was awake.
I definitely wasn't. Yeah. But I mean, you can pay attention to the election without watching coverage.
Yes, that's true. And you know, they say the same thing over and over again for hours, and then I just really enjoy it. I like hypotheticals, I like statistics. As I said before on the podcast, I like numbers, and I like it when they show, okay, if we click these states blue and these states red, then it's this person's winning. And if we start over, we click these states red and these states blue, this person's winning. Like, I just enjoy that. I think it's entertaining, but it is, you know, this is not, it's not The Bachelor. It's not meant to be really entertaining. It's important, but I understand.
I thought that part was funny. And I'm like, well, what if this was a red state instead of a blue state? What if this is a blue instead of a red? Just, it doesn't matter, man. It's been called.
There was something that was funny, though, when they were like, you know, we've heard a lot of talk about the blue haze and the red mirage. And then this guy goes, sounds like a stripper. And then all the other people on the panel just like looked at him like, what is wrong with you? This is election night. This is our one night a year. Everyone's watching us. And that's what you say.
God, state of the nation.
That's what you want to say. That makes me think of New Girl. Are you happy you said that?
Are you happy? Are you really happy?
I feel like this is going to be hopefully entertaining one for everyone. do you have a toast to share with the class? A
toast? I mean, I am very... I need to start over on that. That was just terrible.
No, because I know what you're going to say, and it is also a little bit political.
What?
What you told me you were going to say your toast was?
I don't even remember what I said.
Your Acorns app is up?
Oh, no, I was just joking about that.
Okay. But everyone, if you listen to the pod, we had so many listeners a couple weeks ago for the podcast with AJ on when we talked about the stock market and really election season. I don't know what's going to happen with the stock market. Nobody knows. But I am going to put a link to the Acorns app so you can use it as a little referral if you are interested in joining. We've been enjoying looking at Acorns, some days more than others, because the stock market goes up and down. But also, it's kind of like gambling, which I also enjoy. And I can't go to the casinos right now. So there you go. So once again, that'll be a link in the show notes. What's your toast?
So my toast. I've been working on that shelf for you, the bookshelf, and
this is such a good toast.
Finally coming to fruition. And I mean, I just brought in the frame of it.
Oh, it's in the house now?
No, it's not. Oh. The other day I just brought in the frame, but then I added a few more pieces and it's starting to look nice. And
so do you want to tell everyone what it looks like?
It looks like a triangle.
Oh my God. Okay. So I asked Casey to... So if people have been paying attention for the past couple weeks, if you haven't been, it's totally fine. But a couple weeks ago, the roast was that Casey built a shelf for our books, and it turned out exactly not what we wanted at all. And now he made the shelf, and it's absolutely wonderful. It's not done yet, but it's going to be so good. And it's like a mountain shelf. It's like 7 feet tall, and... we're going to have shelves in it for books, and I'm so excited. That's our last thing to unpack is the books and the movies, and it is going to be so cool, and I'm so lucky to have a little custom woodworker in the home making me whatever I want. I'm so blessed.
Next week, your toast is going to be that we unpack the books.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait to share pictures with everyone. That might have to be the show picture of the week once that's done.
It'll be done pretty quick.
I'm excited.
But it makes me excited to do woodworking projects, even though I'm mostly just exhausted after work. And when I do have energy and I can spend an hour in the garage building something, it really makes me happy. So
I'm so excited about it. That was a great toast, dear.
Thank you.
My toast is that Pac-12 football is back on Saturday.
It's back.
Oh my gosh. Once I see Pac-12 football on my TV, I am going to be a whole person again. Like, that has been the hardest part for me. I am somebody who lives 365 days for, well, wait, that's not right. I live 360 Hold on. 350 something days for 7 Saturdays a year. And this year we're like, are they going to happen? Are they going to happen? Are they going to happen? And it's happening. And I was just in a very dark place, like thinking about football not happening. And I know some people might think that is, there's bigger things to worry about. But if that is the thing that brings me joy, that's the thing that brings me joy. And I am so glad that it will be back on Saturday. And I don't know how long it's going to last. I know some of these other conferences are canceling games, and I will just, it'll be rough if some of our games get canceled after waiting this long. But at long last, we are a couple days away, and I cannot wait. When this episode release will be one sleep away. I'm so pumped.
Oh, man.
What?
That would be another roast of mine.
What?
That the Badgers didn't get to beat Nebraska.
Oh.
I know.
They also didn't get to beat Purdue.
I know. They're not getting to beat anyone. They're just beating the COVID.
Wisconsin. Very important these past couple weeks. No. Things are happening over there.
They're important every week.
There you go. Oh, yeah. There you go.
There you go, bud. Oh, yeah.
So that concludes Toast and Roast. And normally I give a podcast recommendation, either a new show or a specific episode of one of the shows that I listen to, since I listen to so many. And I'm going to give two today. Number one is actually a YouTube video. So a lot of podcasts actually record videos as well and post those. I don't do that every week. I want to do it more, but it really takes a lot of production and it's a lot. So I do have a couple videos up on YouTube if you want to check it out. But the Morning Toast podcast, their Halloween episodes, they have their two hosts and then they actually have their sister join. So it's three of them on Halloween. And this year they dressed up as Prince William, Prince Harry, and Queen Elizabeth. And they literally acted throughout the whole time. And it was hilarious. I was dying laughing. I had to show Casey pieces of it and he didn't think it was as funny as I did, but it was so freaking funny. I loved it.
Are you gonna do an accent?
Well, they were from the Queen of England, you know, so they're from England, Great Britain, and they were talking in accents and they would say brother, but they're actually, it's just funny because they're actually sisters, but they're talking to each other because they're acting like brothers. And I was like, brother, what do you think about this? And then the one that was, I don't want to get into it, but it was great.
Gran.
They kept calling Queen Elizabeth, Gran, what do you think about this, Gran? Oh my God, it was great. It made me really want to do a Halloween episode next year where we dress up and we act.
Man, that's going to be trouble.
If this still exists a year from now, look out.
Oh, it will.
That'll be coming.
It's on the way.
The other thing I wanted to recommend, and if you are, I would say, the faint of heart or the easily offended, do not listen to this one. But today, I listened to, and I'm not saying I agree with any of these people's opinions, it was entertaining. That is all I will say. I listened to the Joe Rogan episode. I know last week I recommended Matthew McConaughey on Joe Rogan. This one was Alex Jones and Tim Dillon. Oh my goodness. It was a lot to take in. Alex Jones, he's crazy. He makes a lot of crazy points. He makes a couple good points. And it's crazy. But what I really gathered from this episode was that Joe Rogan should really moderate one of the next political debates. He was great at keeping Alex Jones under control. Yes, they are somewhat friends. They've known each other a long time. And Alex Jones had a little bit more respect than, we'll say, other people who are in debates. But he really was able to control the conversation and direct it in a good way. And the other thing I took away from this was to continue to look critically at things that are brought to us in mainstream media and different politicians. No matter what side you're on, there's a lot of things that are brought to us in absolutes and hyperboles and, you know, how to lie with statistics is what I always say. So just something to think about.
Did you have any like super crazy rants you went on?
Oh, well, at the beginning, Joe was really trying to get him not to talk about that. And he said, Alex, you really need to keep it, you know, we're trying to keep this conversation about the specific topic right now, because sometimes Joe was being funny. He's like, you're hard to talk to sometimes. And then Alex got all offended. He's like, I'm hard to talk to. What do you mean?
What do you mean?
He's like, Alex, I'm trying to talk to you about whatever. And then you go off on these long tangents about why frogs are gay.
It's so ridiculous. It's a lot,
but it just got me hyped up because the energy on the podcast was so much energy. Alex Jones, interesting, but I won't give any of his hot takes because I'm somebody that's, I don't know what that was even from, but I'm sure somebody would say, I can't believe you said that about Bill Gates. I'm like, I didn't say it. Alex Jones said it, but it doesn't matter. So think critically.
Oh, God.
So, with that said, I'll be right back to talk about absolutes and hyperboles. I just want to say these words so the next time it comes out of your mouth, you're like, that's my goal with this podcast episode, is to make you go, in your head the next time after you say one of those words out loud.
You can do it audibly, too.
And we're back. Okay, full transparency here. I am re-recording this because I recorded yesterday and I didn't like how it turned out. It sounded very like I was editing myself while I was speaking, and I just want to be more candid and better energy and all those kind of things. So I'll still do a real quick chat about hyperboles and absolutes and our language using those, but I really decided I want to talk about something that is just a little bit more direct, and I'm not just gonna try to please everybody, because that's, nobody can please everyone, especially not me. I'm just a person, and when somebody is trying to please everyone, you know, it's not a fun thing to listen to. It's gonna be just very bland. So I didn't want to be bland. Okay, so today we're talking about hyperboles and absolutes in our language. And I'm really just going to say a couple of these words and phrases and what I think about them. And what I really want with this episode is to be a little bit more introspective. So for you guys to hear these words and phrases, and then the next time that they come out of your mouth, when you are describing a person, a group of people, or whether you're talking about yourself, just to kind of rethink and say, after one of these words or phrases comes out of your mouth. Obviously, some of these words are perfectly fine to use in different contexts, but when you're describing a person or a group of people or somebody's beliefs, or once I say them, it'll make a little bit more sense, but here they are. So, always, never, nothing, everything, and then the phrase that I really want to focus on is a phrase, all blank care about is blank. And I had one other phrase written down. Here it is. They, insert your group of people here or person, only care about blank. So let's get into it. Obviously, these words or phrases can be fine to say if you're not talking about anything that is extremely serious, damaging, whatever. You could say, oh, my friend is always late when we go out for dinner. Is that a big deal? No. But words like always, nothing, never, everything can be really damaging, and they are absolutes. A hyperbole is an exaggerated statement or claim that's not meant to be taken seriously. So hyperbole, an example of that would be, I told you to do this a million times, or something like that. But I really wanted to focus a little bit more on absolutes. So I'm just going to say them one more time, and I just really want you guys to think about it. So always, never, nothing, everything, constantly, can't, impossible, all of those things are words to just kind of think about next time they come out of your mouth and what you're describing. And once again, the phrases that I think are most damaging, and we're seeing them all over the place from social media, from mainstream media, on the news, and our conversations that we have. It is very, very prevalent right now to hear people describing other groups of people as, all these people care about is blank, or these people don't care about blank. What I really want to talk about more, I feel like I said that like 10 times. What I really want to talk about is thinking critically. And I've talked about this many times when we're consuming content, when we're consuming the media, when we're consuming just even conversations from our friends, our circle of people around us. Where is this information coming from? And what message is it trying to send? Because you have to take everything you hear with a grain of salt. Nobody is perfect. Nobody is coming straight from fact on a lot of these different subjects. Opinions cloud everything. Opinions, previous experiences, they all cloud everything. So we got to think about that, because just because somebody thinks a little bit different than you about something doesn't always mean that they're an evil, terrible, bad person who deserves nothing good in the world. And when we're on social media, or if we're only watching news from one side of things or the other side of things, you're only consuming from one place, you're only talking to people who look and think and talk like you, then you can very easily get stuck in a bubble and thinking about how somebody who thinks differently than you doesn't deserve to be happy or doesn't deserve anything good in their lives or things like that. I see it. I see people talking about things like that on the internet, and it's from both sides. It is. So I am really trying not to get political, but these conversations are really coming up more and more during these divisive times, and just want to talk about thinking critically of what you're consuming and then also what you are creating, what you're saying as well. Thinking critically after something comes out of your mouth. What are you saying? What are you really trying to say? Did you speak in absolutes? Do you really mean that? Really and truly? Especially if you're describing somebody else. If you're talking about something that is, you know, an inanimate object, it's much different than when you're talking about a person, a real human being. And finally, what are your reasons for saying that? Are you trying to convince somebody to think like you? Are you trying to explain your reasonings for thinking the way you do? Or are you trying to let out anger? Or are you trying to meet in the middle? You don't always have to meet in the middle, but are you trying to understand both sides? Are you just trying to get your point across? Are you open to hearing another side? If you're not open to it, maybe don't engage in that conversation. Like, just be aware. Be aware of what you're saying, who you're talking to, why you're saying what you're saying. It's not that hard. And at this time, all that we can control is ourselves. We can control the things that we think. We can control the things that we say. We can control the things that we do. Actions speak extremely loud. I think actions speak louder than your words and can often speak louder than your vote as well. What you actually do after all of this happens is far more important to me than what you wrote on your ballot. So where are your actions coming from? People will be frustrated no matter what happens. As I'm saying this, I still don't know who the president is. So people are going to be frustrated. Are your actions coming from a place of frustration? What are you trying to do with your actions? Are you trying to shame somebody else? Are you trying to project hate? Are you trying to project understanding? Are you trying to project love, compassion, empathy? What are you trying to do? I really think that most people are good, but I understand that hate is real, evil is real, but love is also real. So I'm reading a book right now about a mother who dropped her kids off of a bridge in Portland. This is a true story. This is really happening. Bad things and bad people exist. You cannot say that one group of people is good and one group of people is bad. There's good and bad in each, and our actions are what matter. Individual actions, one step at a time, realizing what you can control and what is out of your control. There's a lot that is outside of our control right now, but you have to focus on what you can control. And like I said, the things you can control are your words and your actions. And that's all you can do. That's it. That's where we're at. Sometimes it is hard. You want to react to everything. But social media and mainstream media, both of them, they want to show you things that are giving you large reactions. They don't want to show you things that make you just melancholy. They want big reactions because then you get more engagement, more comments on posts, more people tuning in, more people talking about whatever is being talked about on the news or on social media, more people using Twitter because they're fighting with each other. They got to respond. It's happening all the time. And you just have to realize, what does this media source, what does this person talking to me, What do they want me to do after this? To bring it back to an episode of Joe Rogan I heard a while ago, Jocko Willink was the guest, and he talked about how there are people who will try to make you hate somebody who thinks differently than you. Look at the media you're consuming, and if it is trying to divide you even further from other people, where is that media coming from? If that is on either side, if they're telling you the ominous they, whoever they is, if they're telling you to divide further and further, they're not coming from a place of trying to unite. So, always something that I've been thinking about for months after listening to that episode. And I wanted to share all of that with you guys. We can only do what we can do. And what we can control is our own words, our own actions. That's all I can say. I'm going to do my best to keep acting out of love, understanding, compassion as much as possible. And that doesn't mean that I don't get frustrated. That doesn't mean that I don't get angry, but I don't need to project that onto other people, because what is that going to do? I'd love to have a great conversation with somebody if they think differently than me, but I don't need to fight somebody who thinks differently than me. That is not going to do any good. So I hope we can all just remember to try to come from a place of love and treating people like people. It's not, real life is not fighting on comments on Facebook posts. It's not real. What's real is conversations, is seeing your friends, seeing your family, buying something from the grocery store and having a real conversation with the people who are there. You gotta just treat people like they're people. And that's my message for the week. So some people will like this one and some people will hate it and say that they feel very strongly one way or the other and they don't agree with me treating everyone with out of kindness, but that's what I gotta try to do. So hope some of you enjoyed this one. And if you didn't, that's okay too. I don't get offended. So share this on any of your social medias if you align with this message, and leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, follow on Spotify, all the things, and visit the website because there's lots of good stuff I've been putting up on there. So it's pishposhpodcast.com. Stay good to each other and party on. Thank you for listening to Pish Posh with Lindsay Wilson. You can listen to the podcast and subscribe on Apple Podcasts, listen on Spotify and wherever podcasts are found, and follow the pod on Instagram at Pish Posh Pod to stay up to date on all of our great content. Check it out!